Radio Tara Pickett still in place. Thief with a taste for milk. Chieftains reign supreme. In sport, relief as McCabe gets 2 weeks. And Boxing Club prepares for action inside and outside of ring. These are all the stories after this break.
In County Meath, the picketing by local residents of the proposed Radio Tara Mass site has been continuing today. This week, efforts by the contractors to work on the site have been thwarted by hundreds of residents from Summerhill and Moynalvie opposed to the proposed site of the mast at Clarkstown. Amongst the estimated 300 protesters yesterday were county footballers Mick and Porrick Lyons and Liam Harlan and local parish priest Father Stewart. The local opposition is based on health and environmental ground, although some media experts have cast doubts on the venture's financial viability. Meanwhile, efforts are to be made at next Monday's meeting of Meath County Council to have the matter debated yet again. Today, Clonlyon resident spokesperson Maura Guest spoke about the residents' determination. Speaking in a Boyneside Radio News interview, she began by outlining the scene at the site yesterday.
The scene at the site yesterday morning was very, very impressive. We had over 300 people, and every access to the proposed site for Radio Tara was covered by people.
Well, was there picketing still in place today?
Oh, there is picketing in place all the time. But when we were informed yesterday morning at about 9:20 that the contractors were coming down to the site, within 25 minutes we had over 300 people in place.
Well, given the possibility that perhaps that might have been the initial reaction of residents in the area, how long do you think that local people are likely to keep up that level of picketing?
The determination among the local communities is such that they will take and stay as long as it takes to have this mass recited in a non-populated area.
Well, given the possibility that as long as it takes might be a very long time, how hopeful are you that the residents will get their wishes in the end of the day?
We are very confident that the local people will get their wishes. What we are now basically fighting for is, I suppose, democratic government. We have democratic elections, but we have yet to achieve democratic government. It is in the hands of our councillors to prevent this going ahead, and we will hope that they will act on it next Monday.
Clonlyon resident spokesperson Maura Guest there in an interview.